Hello?
Yes.
Hi, is this Pamela?
Yes, it is.
This is Jennifer. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion research and would like to ask you a few questions. Just to make sure we are representing everybody, what is your race?
This is a survey about what?
This is about women's rights and the nation in general, ma'am. Also, it includes some politics questions. But
and where are you from?
Sorry?
And where are you from? What organization?
National Opinion Service.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay.
So, what is your race? This is just to make sure we have a representative sample.
African American.
Thank you so much. In this case, what is your age?
I'm 60.
Thank you so much. I know still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and the other offices? Will you definitely vote?
I always vote for every office.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Not satisfied.
Okay, dissatisfied could be. So, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focus on? You can select one or two. Standing up the rise in racism and discrimination, fighting inflation, protecting voting rights and fighting threats toward democracy, protecting LGBTQ rights, providing affordable childcare, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, reducing gun violence, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, improving the economy, lower the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, invest in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, and reducing crime.
All of them are very important to me. Gun violence.
Gun violence, okay. And what is the second one, if you have any?
And prescription drugs.
Okay, that's
true. Making prescription drugs more affordable.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Yeah, I have it here. Thank you. Thinking about how the economy is going, especially for you and your family, will you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, are falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can't get ahead?
No, falling behind.
Falling behind. Thank you. And in your opinion, ma'am, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? Inadequate programs to help people in poverty, lack of good paying jobs opportunities, too many people depending on the government for handouts, not enough good role models, poor work ethic, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women, poor life choices and values by some, racism and discrimination, unfair or rigid economic system for the rich, or the breakdown of the traditional family structure?
How many do I get to choose?
One or two.
The big breakdown in family structure,
mm-hmm.
and not enough resources.
Okay, not enough good role models.
No, resources.
Ah, resources. Okay, let's see. I have this one that say poor life choices and values by some and inadequate programs to help people in poverty.
Right. That's the second one.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools?
Yeah,
have you heard about that a lot?
Yes,
okay.
I have.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose the effort to remove or ban books from public schools?
No, I don't support that.
Is that a strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Strongly.
Thank you very much for that. I appreciate your time. We're almost done with this. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, towards 10 and 0 means that you feel cold and unfavorable. And the 50 is a neutral option. The first one is Ron DeSantis.
Zero.
Thank you so much. What about Kamala Harris?
50.
Thank you. What about Black Lives Matter or BLM?
50.
Thank you. What about Beyoncé, the singer?
Say that again.
Beyoncé, the singer?
Oh, no. I don't. I would say a 10.
10. Thank you. What about the feminist movement?
Feminist movement?
Yes.
I would give it a 50.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
A 60.
50, thank you. What about the NAACP?
I would give a 90.
90, thank you. And the last one is Hakeem Jeffries.
Say the name again.
Hakeem Jeffries.
I would give a 70.
Thank you so much for that, ma'am. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Cornel West, the third-party candidate, for whom will you vote?
I would vote Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. Now, switching things up a bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally. From 0 to 10 in this case, 10 is the major impact, 5 is moderate impact, and 0, not impact at all. First one is crime and violence in this country.
Major impact.
Well, thank you so much. What about affirmative action ending?
Major impact.
Thank you. The country's economy going into a recession soon.
Major impact.
Those are number 10, right? Just to make sure.
Yeah.
Thank you. And what about climate change?
A 10.
Thank you so much for that, ma'am. We're in the 50%. We are almost done, and I really appreciate your opinion and your time. Now I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, just tell me if you agree or disagree with the policy. The first one says the government should pass a law requiring employers to provide workers with paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition. Do you agree or disagree with this?
I agree.
Is that a strongly or someone agree?
Strongly.
Thank you. What about athletes should compete in sports based on the gender they were assigned at birth rather than how they self-identify?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. What about drugs, addicts, and nonviolent offenders with mental illnesses should be sent to a treatment facility instead of prison?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens.
Say that again.
The government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens.
All who citizens? I'm sorry, adult citizens, you said?
Yeah, adult, yes.
No, I don't agree with that.
Somewhat or strongly disagree?
I somewhat disagree with that.
Okay, thank you for that. Now, the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide.
I somewhat agree.
Thank you. The government should provide free childcare to all families.
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you so much. And children under 18 should not be allowed to choose which bathroom or locker room they use at school. They should use the room of the gender they were assigned at birth.
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much for that, ma'am. Now, in which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? These are unlimited options. Dead or family member, fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, mothers giving birth to a child, fathers adopting child, when dealing with a mental health episode, mothers adopting a child, sickness or serious injury, caring for a family member with a serious health condition.
What, how many choices do I get of that?
Unlimited choices.
You said, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Unlimited choices. You can pick the ones that you prefer.
Okay, can you name them again?
Yes, yes. Death of a family member, fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child.
Yes.
Mothers giving birth to a child.
Yes.
Fathers adopting a child.
No.
when dealing with a mental health episode?
Yes.
Mothers adopting a child?
No.
Sickness or serious injury?
Yes.
And caring for a family member with a serious health condition?
Yes.
Thank you so much for that, ma'am. And how often will you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say very often, often, not too often, or not at all?
Very often.
Very often. Thank you so much. Have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? Home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
I'm sorry, did you say no?
No.
Okay, thank you. Car was stolen or broken into?
Yes.
To you or any from your household?
Me.
You, thank you. Violent crimes such as assault?
No.
And money or property was stolen?
No. Well, no.
Thank you so much for that, ma'am. I really appreciate your time. Now we are going for the statistical purposes questions. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Thank you. Are you married and married living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
I am married but separated.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, I don't.
Thank you. And how will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I'm suburban.
Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services?
All the time.
Twice a week or more?
More than twice a week.
Okay, thank you for that. Now, I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations. Just tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. First one is MSNBC.
Sometimes a couple times a week.
Could be somewhat often or not that often?
Often.
Okay, so that often. What about network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
Often.
Somewhat often?
Yes.
What about your local TV news?
Often.
And what about CNN?
Not very much.
Thank you. And what about Fox News?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. Thank you so much for that. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent, thank you. Which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse employer? Health
Medicare.
Insurance? Medicare. Thank you so much. And who is the primary breadwinner in your household?
I am. I received Social Security benefit.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And will you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls? Under 15,000, from 15 to 30, 30 to 50,000, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 from 150. Mm-hmm.
Under 15.
Under 15.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you identify as a member of a LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you so much for that, ma'am. Well, this concludes our survey. I really appreciate your participation and your opinion. Have a wonderful day, ma'am.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.